We have a special guest with us this morning, and Keith tells me that Anna Donnelly's title will immediately put her in the WGCL Glass in the Morning program's Hall of Fame. Title Hall of Fame. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Is that an accurate description? Are you going to be our first-time caller, first-time Hall of Famer?
That is so true. I know I have the longest title ever.
Well, we don't have a drum roll sound effect, but go ahead and lay it on us whenever you're ready.
I am the Parent, Family, and Community Engagement Specialist for SCAP Head Start.
Oh my gosh! And if you didn't go with the acronym for SCAP,
yeah, that would have added even more.
We would have been out of time.
South Central Community Action Program into that too.
Well, that's the good news, and there is no acronym to fit all of that into. But we are happy you joined us this morning because, as we saw in today's paper, the Herald Times doing a good job helping out with this, and we're trying to help too, is to get the word out because Head Start and Early Head Start, the enrollment is open. And for people that aren't familiar with what Early Head Start and Head Start is, please, please, please let us know.
Yes, well, thanks so much for having me. So we are a federally funded program that serves low-income families. We actually serve 324 children in Monroe County. We have 22 classrooms all around Monroe County. Five of those are Early Head Start, which includes infants and toddlers. We actually serve prenatal moms all the way up through age 5. And kind of what sets us apart from other programs in the community is just that we have, you know, we individualize our curriculum to fit the needs of each child. We have kind of a wraparound program where we want to make our parents and families successful as well. So we help them to set goals that they may want to work on. Our overall goal is to prepare children for kindergarten and beyond. And I think our program does a really great job of that.
Anna, let's talk about that for a second, because there is no... There is not an ounce of research anywhere that hasn't pointed out that a child that is able to go through Head Start is so much better prepared for entering kindergarten and beyond than anyone else. It's an amazing track record that it has.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that and the fact that it does help these youngsters.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely does. You know, our teachers are working hard every day. We follow a curriculum called Creative Curriculum. We also use a program called Teaching Strategies Gold, which is where we assess the children at least 3 times a year to see where they're at developmentally.
Right.
We use a play-based curriculum, which I think sometimes play-based gets a little confusing for people. But really what that means is, you know, we're not setting our kids down and doing worksheets or things like that. We are kind of meeting them where they're at. We are letting them play and learn through what works best for them. So, for example, instead of sitting a child down and doing a worksheet to learn how to write, we might have print media up around the classroom that has different words and letters and, you know, different things that they can use, like pencils and crayons and markers and different things like that. I think that we would not be as successful as we are without the amazing teachers that we have in our program. We have some teachers who have been here for over 25 years, and I think that says a lot about our program and our agency. And you're right, you know, our kids do leave our program successful and go on to sustain those developmental gains.
We're talking with Anna Donnelly, who is the Parent and Family and Community Engagement Specialist for SCCAP. Anna, how can somebody find out their eligibility for the program?
Yeah, so to be eligible, you have to live in Monroe County. You have to fall within the federal poverty guidelines, although some exceptions are made. And then you have to be age eligible. So if there is a pregnant mom or a child up through age 5, then that would be age eligible. And in terms of the federal poverty guidelines and some exceptions, what I mean by that is that everything is based on a point system. So, for example, a family may get points for being homeless or, you know, being a working family or two-parent versus one-parent or different things like that. So not only are we looking at the family's overall income, to see if they qualify, but we're also looking at the family story to see, you know, what their whole story is, because sometimes income doesn't tell you everything, of course.
So where do they start? How do they make that contact to find out about
this? Yeah, so we actually are going to be having a community open house coming up next Thursday night from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at our main office, which is located at 1500 West 15th Street. Folks can come to that and automatically enroll their children there, talk to a teacher, see a classroom, all that sort of stuff. If that date doesn't work, they are welcome to call our office, which the number is 812-334-8350. And our receptionist can set up an intake appointment with them. And at the intake is where they meet with one of our family advocates to do the application process. And we're able to talk to them to kind of see which classroom would best fit their child's needs and things like that.
Well, I was looking in the paper today. There are multiple sites for the Head Start program. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yes. We have 22 classrooms all around Monroe County at 11 different sites. We have a site at First United Church on the east side. We have our main center, like I just mentioned, on 1500 West 15th Street. We have 5 early Head Start classrooms and a preschool classroom at the Jack Stiffy Creek site out in Ellisville. We have a classroom at Steinsville Elementary. We have a classroom at Fairview Elementary, Grandview Elementary, Highland Park Elementary, Templeton.
So you're all
Elementary.
Over the county. That's the good news, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're everywhere.
And now, I'm the king of the dumb question. This is the whole school year all the way through, starting August 9th or 10th or whatever that opening day is, through the end of May?
Yes, yes.
So this isn't like a weekly program or a monthly program, and I want people to be aware of this as well. This
correct.
is a commitment. This is a big time commitment. So,
yes,
right.
We are a school. Some of our classes will start on August 10th, and the rest of our classes will start on August 15th this year, and then we do go through May. And then we actually have classes that run in the summer as well. So we do have some kids right now with us while we're planning out next school year.
And Anna, you have some limited transportation available.
That's correct. We have transportation at our Fairview site and the Broadview Learning Center. We have a classroom there, and both of those sites do have some limited transportation.
I did notice in the newspaper that one of the schools that I saw was Tuesday through Friday. Everything else seems to be Monday through Friday. How's that happen? What happens there?
Yes, so we do have some of our classes run Monday through Thursday, and some of our classes run Tuesday through Friday. And the reason for that staggering is just really so that we can work on staff development, so we have some time for those teachers to be able to plan and get things ready for their classrooms, and so that we can also do trainings on those days when we don't have
kids. You got to give those kids a break. They're 3 or 4.
Right.
They can't go to school 5 days. Heck, I can barely go to work 5 days a week, let alone going to school that much.
Well, Anna, I have visited your main site and seen what you do in action. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing program. What it does for the kids is undoubtable in preparing them for later school life. You're doing a great job. Thank you for what
thank
you're doing.
You.
And I would suggest to people, too, just because you might not think you fit the guidelines, you might know somebody who does, or you have friends, family, or relatives that do, why wouldn't
absolutely.
You check? Because to get ahead and stay ahead, learn to read, learn your colors, learn your shapes, all that stuff you're going to use for the rest of your life. And Anna,
absolutely.
Tell us about the SCCAP as well. We kind of left that out this morning.
Yeah, so we are part of the South Central Community Action Program, and the South Central Community Action Program is an agency here in town that helps families to become self-sufficient. We have many other programs within our agency, not just Head Start. We have the Energy Assistance Program. We have a weatherization program. Thriving Connections, which used to be known as Circles in the community, so some people still may know it as that. We have Section 8 housing, individual development accounts, affordable housing. We have Growing Opportunities, which is one of our newest ones. It is a greenhouse that is over off of Stonebelt. Well, we partner with Stonebelt, let me say that. It is located behind Stonebelt, and it's kind of a job training program that is an urban farm where we grow things in a greenhouse. So that is super cool. And we also have a kind of new program, which is health insurance, so kind of helping connect families to be able to navigate the marketplace and things like that with health insurance. So yeah, you know, we have a lot of programs within our agency, and you know, we exist to provide opportunities for low income citizens to move toward personal and economic independence. And you know, we do what we can to make this community a better place.
And you can find out more information at INSCCAP.org. Thank you for your time this morning. We
Thank
appreciate
you so much.
It. And again, your title one more time for the WGCL Glass in the Morning Hall of Fame does not fit on the
business
card.
We don't have
enough
aluminum letters for the hall.
Let's the engraver has died. He is no longer with us because his arm fell off. Anna Donnelly, tell us one more time.
I am the Parent, Family, and Community Engagement Specialist for SCAP Head Start.
So if we got any issues, we're calling you.
That's right. Sounds good.
Hey,
Thank you
for your time this morning. We appreciate it. And again, check the website for details. They're all there. And just like any other students getting involved in any other school, you've got to have immunizations. You've got to have health records. You've got to have all that stuff as well. This is just a way to help it out. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Anna Donnelly from the SCCAP. I can't remember all of that. I'm not qualified to do so. But great stuff and great information there. Good job, Herald Times, picking that up as well. It's a Head Start and Early Head Start programs from prenatal to age 3 and ages 3 to 5. INSCCAP.org will have all of that for you. And don't forget their open house meeting 5 to 6:30, 1500 West 15th Street, July 21. We'll give you a reminder of that next week. As well. We thank Anna for her time. We thank